All right, everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. Today, I'll just be running this show solo because all my other friends abandoned me. No, I'm just kidding. I told everybody I wasn't doing a show, so that's probably not the best way to get listeners, like Derek in the chat said, because I have to work today. Saturday's usually my day off. I always take it off so I can line up the times with Paul because he's in the UK. But I do have to work tonight, so I'm just going to do a show I kind of decided last minute because that story kind of caught my interest a real lot. I was kind of just doing whatever yesterday. I was working, and then after, I just kind of crashed, and I didn't even see the thing about the blue light in New York. So I just wanted to address that a little bit. I also wanted to talk about seen a lot of strange things with the moon that I want to talk to you guys about. I watched Brian's show last night, Brian McFarlane's show, because I know me and Gloria did a Mandela Effect show on Thursday, and I got most of my effects out. But they went over a bunch last night, and there's some really good ones that I'm going to share that they had last night that were really good. So I'm going to share some of those, a couple other ones that I found. I want to talk about some stuff with chemtrails too. So we'll get into all that. I'll open the phones in a little bit and whatnot. But what did you guys think about the blue light in New York thing? They're saying that this transformer blew up. But, you know, when you look at it, if you look at a panoramic shot of New York, like from way back, the entire skyline, and I'm going to show you guys, I'll just put it up right now. So you can see how it's absolutely gigantic. But then at one point, the biggest thing is at one point, it just completely goes off and the whole sky is normal. Like it's really odd. Let me bring up the video real quick. Right here. I already have it. So I'm going to go into a screen share and I'm going to talk over it. I'm not going to put sound on. I'm just going to talk while you see it. One second. You should see my YouTube now. Check this out. And then I'm going to show you a video where it just shuts off. That's pretty crazy, is it not? I don't know. I'm going to try and watch the chat on my phone to see what you guys say. But what do you guys think about this? And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. I don't know. If it is a transformer, why would it make the whole sky blue and keep pulsating like that? I don't know what it is. And, you know, but my main point here, right? I don't know what it is. And, you know, is it what they say? Is it something like a Project Bluebeam type of thing, which is, for instance, SpaceX, which we'll get into a little bit. This kind of reminds me of some stuff that they test in the sky. But look at the way it's reflecting up at the top. It really makes me think more and more things I see like this, that we are definitely living underneath a dome. Now, I know I can't prove that right now, but what is it? How is it reflecting like that? See when it reflects up at the top part of it? I think that dome is much lower. I even think airplanes might be flying a lot lower than we think. I think that ceiling above us isn't really that high at all. I don't know what you guys think about that. I'm going to skip through this a little bit. Hang on. All right, right here's a really good spot. Let me just go back to my Now I'm going to show you where it shuts off real quick. I can't even believe I'm using this dude's videos from fucking Flat Earth Asshole, but he's actually on point on this video about the blue thing. One second. I know I'm struggling here to get the screen share going. Now watch this.
We might be going home early tonight because of this.
This is crazy, bro.
Yeah.
The whole sky just completely goes black at once. And I understand people are going to say, well, this is where the source of it is. This goes out, so that goes out. But then when you go back and you look at how wide it is, I mean, it's this huge portion of New York. It's not like a little neighborhood. I mean, it's the whole city. Overall, Manhattan and Queens. Very strange indeed. Very strange indeed. What do you guys think about the reflection of it? What do you guys think about that? Let me put my camera back on and let me get where I can see the chat. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. Here's my thing when I think about things like Project Bluebeam. I do think those things are real. I do think that they definitely are planning something like that. If you listen to these videos, and I'm not going to turn the audio on, you guys can just go on YouTube and search, like, you know, New York City blue light and listen to people's reactions. People are freaking out. People are jumping the gun and saying, oh, it's aliens, it's aliens. And the news people come out subtly, not subtly, but they try and be subtle, and they're like, oh, you know, we're not telling you it's an alien invasion, but they put that vocabulary right out there. Miss Ali asked if GLOW knows any New Yorkers that witnessed it. I don't know. I haven't heard from her yet about it. She probably does. And I've talked to other people in my group that definitely have, and that have sent them footage. And it does like a transformer blow up. Yeah. But it's never that bright. And it's covering a huge part of New York City, a huge part. And did you see the reflection up the top? What is that all about? Like the way it's like reflecting like that. I don't know, man. It makes me think more and more that we're underneath some sort of structure. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy stuff. It's crazy stuff. I do think they're testing Bluebeam. I think this is what has to be one of the goals of the Flat Earth people, okay, is – the reason the flat earth stuff needs to get out faster and faster is because if they're going to use Bluebeam, which I think is their last card, that's like their ace in the hole, you know, and whether it's to fake a alien invasion or it's to fake a second coming of Jesus, which is what a lot of people speculate as well. We have to force that hand soon. We have to get them to that breaking point where they play that last card soon, because if we wait 10 years, and then they play that last card, you know how advanced this shit is going to be? People are all going to buy it. And then once they buy that there's a fake alien invasion or a fake second coming of Christ, so whichever route they want to go with the brainwashing, just imagine how solid that brainwashing is going to be. It's going to be rock solid. So then the heliocentric lie is, because if they believe the projected reality of this alien invasion, then you can never convince them that outer space and all this shit isn't real. It's done. It's a done deal. So we have to get them before they get to that point, because they're already getting close to that. Like, it's getting better and better. Do you guys remember the SpaceX launch? The one that went across the sky? I'm going to show it real quick. And I don't want to show too many videos. I know that that kind of slows down my rhythm and stuff. But I do want to show the SpaceX one real quick, because that relates to what I'm talking about, too. So let me just grab a screen share real quick, because I think what this is now, anybody that's listened to this, and maybe you don't, but I mean, SpaceX obviously isn't going to space. Okay. I hope you guys realize that nothing's going to space, but this is one of their launches, you know, several months ago. This was in the news, and remember, people found the same symbolism all over the world in different times. Paul will probably give you some dates on this. He's really good with the ancient history and stuff. But this image that we'll see that looks like a sperm whale in the sky, basically. Yeah, this was seen in like every 40 years or so for a while, too. And watch this. This isn't going to space, because I can show you where it's just going straight across. You could even see it coming down after. It's not even, you know, going anywhere. Probably ain't going higher than a plane. But watch this. I always thought that this was some form of rear projection out of a plane is what it looks like to me. Watch this. With some, I don't know what that smoke is. Is that smoke? Is that liquid? That's crazy looking, right? It's crazy looking. So I think they're testing this stuff out. So, you know, maybe, you know, like we know NASA is just a funnel and it's just a complete fraud. And we know SpaceX is as well. But maybe SpaceX is using the money for something and they're using it to fund Project Bluebeam. And they're one of the main proponents of it by testing the shit out. I mean, that sounds logical, right? I mean, look at that shit. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy stuff. Crazy. I've been noticing some stuff with the moon lately that I wanted to talk to you guys about, too. Have you guys noticed the moon being a lot lower in the sky than usual? And I know that at this time of year, living where I live, that would be the case. Like around the winter solstice, which was like the 21st or whatever, you know, I'm looking out and the moon is very low, like you would expect it would be. But actually on the 23rd, which was 2 days later, the moon was so low, and I took some pictures of it. I don't have them right now, but I'll post them on my Facebook later or whatever, but they're really terrible pictures because my camera fucking sucks. But the moon was so low that normally where it's, I don't know, however many degrees up in the sky, you know, I'm pointing at an angle like this or whatever, okay? And then sometimes it's like near the treetops, and the treetops might obscure it a little bit. It was so low that I took my camera and held it on my chest and shot it straight out and got the moon, and it was barely clearing the trunks of the trees that were a few yards over, like it was so low. And I've also noticed that it's been very huge. Paul's also noticed that there's been some really bright stars, and I've noticed one star, and I'm going to tell you, I get a really creepy feeling about this, and you guys might think I'm nuts, but you know what? Everybody already thinks I'm nuts, so whatever. So there's this star that just, it's in like, to my, I guess it would be to myself. And it's just like real out of place, like the last few nights. And it's just real bright. And it's like just pulsating. And like, I don't have a camera. I'm seeing this with a naked eye. And I just got this eerie feeling like something was watching over me. Like, I know that sounds fucking crazy, but that's just what it felt like, you know? Really crazy stuff. All the stuff with the moon, too, is the size of it. Have you guys noticed the size of it, that it's been super, super, super bright and super, super large? And I don't, you know, like I said, I don't have a really nasty camera. I don't take pictures of the moon. I'm not going to pretend to know, like, you know, where exactly it's supposed to be in the sky all the time. So I don't know. I've noticed a lot of weird shit with the moon. And if you guys don't know, my theory on the moon is I don't think that the moon is even solid. And a lot of people hate me for that opinion. I don't think that it's solid. I think it's a projected light. And then that even makes me take it one step further. And this is a what if, because this could be God's creation. And who's to say God can't make a projected light? I mean, that's people. I don't understand why people think that when I say it's projected, that it can't be God. God could, of course, make a projected light. It'd be easier for God than anybody else, right? But then there's the other point of view where if say, Polaris is the key, it's above Mount Meru, the magnetic center of the Earth. It's the one star that doesn't move. What if Polaris is the true great light of the night? What if Polaris is what gives the sun its energy? Okay? What if Polaris is basically the center of everything and the moon is a distraction to keep you from staring at Polaris? So the moon is put there. And it certainly does its job as a, just who the fuck really stares at Polaris? Except for people when they get into astronomy or they get into flat Earth and stuff like this. Who stares at Polaris as opposed to who stares and takes photographs of the moon? And when you stare at Polaris and you start to notice things, that could start to, you know, it opens a lot of proofs to the heliocentric lies. You know what I mean? It really shows you the way about a lot of things. I think that that's possible. Am I saying it's true? No. I think that it's possible, but what I do think is definitely true. I don't think that it's solid. I don't know what you guys have seen. Ray in the chat says, yeah, I don't think the moon is solid either. Anybody else in the chat not think the moon is solid? Raise your hand. Let me know. Okay. Let me take a sip of my drink. Well, it goes back, you know, like back in like 2013, first seeing videos by like Crow with the Luna Wave when he first started doing them. And you see, and Paul says it's crystal. Yeah, Paul believes that the moon's crystal. I don't believe it's solid. Paul believes it's crystal. It's all good stuff to look into because it's certainly not what they tell us. We also know, oh, another theory I have on the moon too. I can't say it's my theory. I've seen it in a couple places, and I've seen some videos that seem to correlate with that, that seem to back it up. I've yet to try it myself. I've got to do more experiments myself, you know, but there are some things you can see on video and see that that looks like that's what's really going on. And then you think about it and you're like, oh yeah. What do you guys think about the moonlight? Because we do know that the moonlight is cold. What if the moonlight is what causes the frost in the morning? Because the frost comes in the morning after the moon's been out. And that's what it looked like. I've seen it in some videos where there was frost on different things and right next to each other. And one had been in the moonlight and one wasn't. It was in the shade. And the one that, you know, wasn't in the shade from the moonlight, that one had frost brought all over it. And the other one right next to it hadn't. But they're all, you know, they're very – I just think it's interesting. There's a lot of interesting things people still don't know about the moon. Very interesting things. Also, stars, we've noticed moon do. Yeah, we've noticed weird things with the stars. I know Paul has had some videos. Ray, was it you? You had the video of the star, too, that you sent me, didn't you? Because Paul has took some videos of some stars that were just really, 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 really bright in the daytime. And not that you can't ever see stars in the daytime, but it was like it just totally stood out, and it was huge. It was gigantic. Absolutely crazy. And then again, today outside, you look up. I know, Derek, you live down the street from me. I live near Boston, guys. You look up, the moon's half full in the daytime. It's just chilling up there. And the, you know what I mean? It's like, well, how's it all light around it, but the moon isn't? And the excuses they come up with, you know? Most people will tell you that, oh, it's the earth in the way. And obviously, it's not the earth causing the shadow because the earth's not in between if the sun is up there. In the same side of the sky. And then the scientific explanation is a little more convoluted, but it's basically saying the same thing. It's saying the way that the sun angles with the moon, so it only lights a certain portion of it. And it's just, I don't know how people can still believe that. I really don't know how people can still believe that. Hey, but you know what? These people, they believe there's space elevators. They believe that there's space junk. They believe there's going to be space tourism. They believe Richard Branson's taking them up there in a space plane with these little souped up fucking wings on it. Oh, yeah, he's taking them up there. They're going to take this craft up there to the edge of space, and they're going to take untrained civilians. They believe that there's a convertible with a fucking mannequin driving it with the top down on its way to Mars because it's going to meet up with Johnny Five, who's over there taking pictures with the selfie stick, and he's talking to his buddy, the two fucking satellites out by Pluto, and those motherfuckers been out there. They're 10 and 13 billion miles out there. They've been out there since 1977. This is what they tell you. I'm not making this up. They've been out there since 1977, okay? And now they're sending back, they're streaming back on the intergalactic Wi-Fi network on an unmanned satellite that's been up there for 40 years, has the internet infrastructure on it now, and it's beaming back pictures to the Earth, and it's taking text messages from little kids in schools, and they can't get to the moon, though. They lost the technology for that, but they're going to Mars. People believe it. I'm the fucking crazy one, though, right? Isn't that crazy? You really think about it? You really think about it. And it's funny, too, because you bring it up to people. Like, I like to come with the convertible now. The convertible is basically the new Luna Lander. It's the Luna Lander. If, you know, yeah, it's so fake, it must be real. Exactly. It's the new Luna Lander of our time, okay? So you get the convertible, and you show people. A lot of people either missed it or act. They act like they missed it. Oh, I didn't see that. You know, no, that doesn't look real. And then once you get them with it, well, you're like, well, it's not real. You just admitted it doesn't look real. And it's like you can't say, well, that's fake, but then accept everything else they do. Well, why are they lying about putting a convertible up there? And I know that's SpaceX and not NASA, but it's the same thing. They're all in cahoots. So why are they if they're putting lying about putting a convertible up there? How are you believing that there's people going up and landing on this moon? And every excuse they give you It's just a big circle jerk. Like, okay, you can't zoom in and see the flag. The moon spins, but you never see the other side of it because it spins perfectly with the Earth. Like, it's in this – you can't even picture this stuff because it doesn't make any sense. Like, try and picture the Earth and the moon spinning in some sort of perfect sync where you never see the dark side of the moon. You always – and it's just – it's absurd, dude. And you never see the fucking – you never see the faces – the craters go across the moon like this. You never see that. And that's what you would see if the moon spun on an axis, like they say the Earth does and they say the moon does. You would, even if you didn't see the dark side, fucking somehow, you would have to see the craters that came from the docks. You would have to, because it just, even if you didn't see it because it, whatever crazy reason, you would see them traverse the face of it a little bit, but you don't. You see this. They go this way around it. That's what you see. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. People fucking think that they can see. There's some craters, they tell you, like 37 miles wide. They think you see people there. They can see it with their naked eye. 237,000 miles. Christopher Reeves in the house, back from the dead, Superman vision. It's crazy. Absolutely. That's why they say, if you think about it, now I get it. That's why they say, if the Earth's flat, why can't you see China from New York? Because they think they can fucking see 237,000 miles to the moon, and they can see it. You should be able to see a Chinaman's head from my fucking front porch then, you know what I mean? I mean, if that's the case, they think they see stars that are 25 trillion miles, even farther. I think the North Star, they say, is 25 trillion. I have a hard time keeping track with all their fake numbers. Excuse me if I'm off. I think they say the North Star is 25 trillion, and it's the closest or some shit, right? Other ones are even farther. And people think they see the light from it. Where do people get off thinking that they see light that just goes forever and ever? How does it not just fade out and dissipate? Like sound. Maybe it goes farther than the sound. Maybe it doesn't. But it probably does. But if it goes farther than sound, it's not going to go forever. Light years. People think there's fucking light years. People think that we're the ones that are like crazy and kooky and believe all types of shit people tell us. But in reality, these people are living a fucking science fiction fantasy adventure. They might as well just fucking go to the next Comic-Con dressed up as fucking all Star Trek and Star Wars guys, because they're just buying up all the bullshit. They might as well go there. And if they go there, I'm checking their C-3PO costume, because I know it's going to have fucking two gold legs on it, because nobody would even buy one with a silver leg, because it'd be like fucking so unauthentic to me. I would fucking burn the thing at this point, though, knowing what I know. You know what I mean? Absolutely crazy. So speaking about knowing what I know about the fucking golden leg, right? Let's talk about some Mandela effects real quick. Now, you guys are here, if you were here. Shit. See, I screwed myself. I told everybody I wasn't going to do a show today, and I only got 17 people here right now. That wasn't a good move by me. But I didn't think I was going to do something, but people will catch it on the replay. Thursday, I did two shows. I did one with William Regal over there in the chat, Paul Knight. And then at night, I did one with Gloria on the Mandela Effect. So I did get out pretty much all the Mandalas that I had. But I watched Brian's show last night. He had a bunch of good ones, and I'm just going to share some of them with you guys. So I'm sure Brian doesn't care. We all share everything. So you guys got to check this shit out. So where do I want to start? One second. Let me get my notes. Oh, and speaking of that, before I get into it, you know, I am noticing more and more people talking about the Mandela Effect now that weren't before. You know, people that were really against it, they're finally starting to open up. And it's funny when you see the new people come into it, because they're coming through the same steps that we came through a long time ago. And they're over there. Oh, they're talking about, oh, the lion and the lamb. And one person messaged me. I had posted a video in a flat earth group. He's like, oh, this video is really good. I resonate what you were saying about the bolts and the curve and this and that. Right. And then he said, now I'm going to have to start getting into the Mandela Effect. And I was like, yeah, you are. And fucking, He's like, I watched like four of your videos. And then I was like, he's like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to check my Bible and I'm going to see if the lion turned into the wolf. And if, what was the other one? He said, and I said, oh dude, that's definitely going to be changed. And I said, wait till you see when you see Kings 23:5 and planets are in the Bible now, and then check out Acts 5:30 and Jesus is going to be hanging from a cross. So people are starting to see it now, and it's good to see it, you know. But there is still that stigma on Facebook from both sides of the fence where, oh, you can't talk about this in this group. And I literally saw a guy that we know. He's his name's Mark. He's been on Brian McFarland's show a few times, and he does Mandela on the Facebook. And I seen him make a post about the North Pole ice cap, you know, missing. You know, we had talked about this recently. And, you know, that's going to lead to other comments where people are going to talk about the maps. And it's going to, somebody had mentioned, you know, the flat earth or the North Pole or whatever. And somebody right in the comments came in and he was like, you know, clearly flat earth talk isn't allowed in this group. It's in the rules. And I'm just like, wow, man, these people are crazy, you know, and this goes on both sides and it's just crazy. But I'll tell you what, though, for a lot of that, For when that shit goes down, guys, you want a place to talk about it, you can always come to my group. I never remember to plug my group, but I do have a Facebook group, and we talk about all this fake media hoaxes, fucking, you know, Mandela effect, flat earth, fucking whatever, dude. We talk about all of it. Even if I don't agree with what you want to talk about, you can still talk about it. If I'm not interested in it, I'm just not going to reply on it, and other people will, you know? That's always linked below the videos, so make sure you follow the hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Joseph? What's up, Lori? You know what? I'm going to take a minute and say hi to everybody in the chat because most people weren't expecting the show. Someone just getting here, and I don't usually do this, so I'm going to do this today, all right? Make it a little different. So we got Derek. What's up, Derek? Miss Ali is here. Gary, what's going on, brother? Paul's in the house. Who else we got? The Sage Universe. Interesting. Yesterday, I was trying to explain to someone what the Mandela effect is, and I had nothing. Well, Sage, you come to the right channel because we're about to get deep into it. Well, I'm about to go through some new ones. I usually do get deep into it, and we might get deep into it. And the phone line will be open if you want to call in. I can go for about another hour or so. CBK. Who else? Lord Rolo. What's up, bro? What's going on, buddy? New Year's Eve podcast. When is that? I know New Year's Eve, but what time is that at? Ray Roswell. Yeah, I talked to Ray. Hey, you. What's up, Gary? And I think that's it, right? Joseph Aquarius. Madam Medusa. You went on till next week. Yeah, Madam Medusa, I wasn't gonna. Oh, Falker, what's up, dude? Falker is Aquarius. Okay. And Joseph, yeah, I wasn't going to do a show, guys, but I just addicted to doing shows because I got to go to work in a little while, but I figured I'd go live and I had some stuff to say. So basically, yeah, I was talking about the moon for a little bit. I was talking about the blue light in New York. It's maybe Project Blue Beam, maybe just something else. But the way it reflected up, it looked like it's reflecting off of a dome, like it's reflecting off of a firmament. That's all I could get out of it. But, yeah, I was actually just talking about how it's good now where I'm going around and I'm seeing a lot of flat earthers now talking about the Mandela effect. And actually, Mac, now that you're in here, I want thank you. You're a big part of that because I know you're over there on your channel talking about it all the time. And you have Flat Earth Falker as your channel name. It's Flat Earth, right? In your name, it's a Flat Earth channel. And you're always talking about Mandela Effect. I'm always talking about Mandela Effect. There's a real negative stigma around, and it goes both ways. It goes from Mandela Effect people to Flat Earth people and Flat Earth people to Mandela Effect people, and they need to just cut that shit out. And don't be so negative to people, you know. But like I was saying, my group, you guys can always come to my group, and we always talk about all that stuff because I know there's not a lot of places where you can do that. Oh, madam, I appreciate that you came over. And let's get into some of the new Mandela effects right now. So I got a lot of these from Brian's channel last night. Now, this first one I'm going to say, right, it's going to be offensive. All right. You're going to understand why, because it might offend some people. It's not me saying it. It's the cartoon. Okay. But the cartoon Roger Rabbit now says Donald Duck in the cartoon now says the actual words, "You goddamn N-word." And he's literally saying that. And I know, like, people will say, "Oh, maybe you're just hearing it. That's not a Mandela effect." Well, you know what? I'm going to put it out there because he sounds like he's clearly saying it. And it's always been there. I've never heard that before. Never once in my life. So we're just going to play that, and then we're going to get into some other ones here. So check this out. This is crazy. It's only a 6-second clip. Let me go to my screen share.
Look at eye level.
This is me in the middle of crossing one of the...
But you are despicable.
I'm gonna rewind that.
It was a very anxious sort of night, filled with anxious sorts of noises. And one of the...
Not a wise quacker, but you are despicable.
Did you hear him?
He's afraid of that.
Not a wise quacker, but
slow it down.
Are despicable.
Yo, that's crazy. What is up with that? Did you guys hear that, or am I just losing my mind? I couldn't believe it when I heard that. And there's that controversy out there about that supposed Grover one where they say Grover's is saying that. He was like, "God damn stupid." That's pretty crazy, right? But yeah, I know how people will say that dead on to this day. Yeah, they'll believe in you can't bring up like animals to them, and you can't bring up things like this because they'll just say, "Oh, you just didn't know. You just didn't know the animal." Dude, I used to own the VHS for Roger Rabbit. I used to own it, and I never ever heard that. But here's some crazy ones, right? And I brought this up to Paul earlier. Am I still on the screen share? No, I'm not on the screen share. I brought this up to Paul earlier, and I said, "Paul, you remember Chip and Dale?" And he said, "Yeah." Right? You guys probably remember the cartoon Chip and Dale, right? I said, "Well, go ahead and Google Chip and Dale, and you tell me what's wrong with this picture. Look at his nose. He has a red nose now. He never had a red nose before. Look at this. You guys remember a red nose? I would tend to think nobody does. He didn't have a red nose, dude. That's just so crazy to me. Let me get my phone so I can see the chat so I don't have to keep coming out of the screen share. Yeah, so do you guys remember the red nose at all? I definitely don't remember that. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, these cartoons have been really, really highly affected. I got one that's even bigger than this right now, though. I just saw this one this morning, okay? You guys all know Frosty the Snowman, right? And it's wintertime. I'm glad I saw this now because it's, you know, just past Christmas. I wish I would have had the Christmas show. But you know Frosty the Snowman. Well, it's not the song that changed. Frosty the Snowman now has a pink flower on his black top hat. You know how he has the black top hat? Now he's got a pink flower on his hat. Look it. He never had a pink flower on his hat. Look at this shit. Isn't that crazy? What is up with this? You guys know this was not there, dude. There's no way. No way. No way Frosty had a pink flower on his hat. You know what it reminds me of? The other Mandela effect. Mary Poppins, she got the flowers on her hat as well, and she never had these before. This is an oldie but goodie, but a lot of people might have missed this one. Oldie but goodie, but Mary Poppins, this is the classic one. I know there's like a remake now that's out or something. I don't know what's going on with that. But in the old one, now she has that on there. We talked about the apostrophes a few weeks ago. like with Bridget Jones's Diary. Now, this is the proper way to write it, as you know, or if you didn't see the show. Now it's becoming proper where this won't spell correct you, and the other one is switching over, and the other one you'll be getting spell corrected on soon, where you know if you wrote Bridget Jones's Diary, you would write Jones, and after the S, you would put an apostrophe. If it's a possessive of a proper name that ends in an S, you just put the apostrophe. You don't put the apostrophe S. Well, now you put an apostrophe S after it. This is the proper way to do it. Bridget Jones's Diary. So if you want to write Keeping Up with the Joneses or whatever, any name that ends in an S, you're supposed to put an apostrophe S after it now. And then speaking on that, yeah, I hate this new grammar too, the plain truth. You know, I talk about this grammar. Let me shut the camera off for a second, the screen share, so I can put my camera on and talk to you guys, and we'll go back to showing residue. You know, the new – plain truth said – let me get the chat so I can see it. Plain truth said I hate this new grammar. I hate it too, because you know what? Like, if we went around and we talked the way that this new grammar is and wrote things the way they is, if we recited passages the way they are now – If we went looking for food that we used to buy at the grocery store, like, we'd just be a mess, and we'd sound retarded. We would sound illiterate. We would sound illiterate. If we talked the way we're supposed to talk with some of these words and some of these changes, we would sound illiterate. I'm sick of it too. I refuse to do it. Like with the spelling changes, like the words like what do you call it? The words like definitely for me have changed. Cemetery, dilemma. Dilemma is the biggest one for me. Dilemma definitely had an N in there. And I've talked about this before, but if you guys didn't, if you're new to the Mandela effect, let me pose this to you, right? Because people will say, oh, maybe you're just spelling the word wrong. Everybody's just spelling dilemma wrong. It's hard to say that's proof of anything. People are just spelling the word dilemma wrong. Well, if people are spelling the word dilemma wrong, right? If we were spelling the word dilemma wrong, okay? Not only are you saying we are all spelling the same word wrong, not only are you saying we are all spelling the same word wrong but the same as each other, not only are you saying that we're doing that by inserting a letter that doesn't belong, but you're saying we're inserting a silent letter where it doesn't belong. How the fuck would we conjure up the imagination to collectively put a silent letter in a word where it doesn't belong? I'm sorry. That just doesn't make any sense for me. Any. And when I write the word definitely, you know, I'll always get spell corrected. I'll write it. I'll just spell it the way I remember it with an A in it. Definitely had an N in it, guys. Definitely. So many of these words are changing. So many. I don't know. It drives me crazy, man. It drives me crazy with the word changes. I'm trying to think what the newest one was. Well, look at Judgment. Look at Judgment. Like, look at Terminator 2, Judgment Day. You know, for me growing up, Terminator 2 is one of the biggest movies of all time. It's literally probably my second favorite movie ever after Star Wars, which has been hit with more Mandelas than anything. We've done a whole show on Star Wars, me, Paul, and Gloria. Star Wars and then the Sumerian ties to the Mandela effect that Paul was researching. We did a whole show on that because Star Wars has like fucking 30 changes. It just keeps getting incrementally changes. So when these things happen, I notice this shit. C-3PO's got black fucking gloves now and his fucking silver leg. Give me a break. But the Terminator 2, Judgment Day. It's one of the more well-known subtitles of a movie because a lot of times with movies, I don't remember the subtitle of the movie, you know? But I remember Terminator 2, Judgment Day. I remember the case because everybody had the movie, right? Now, Judgment doesn't have that first E in there. And the word has changed in the language. It's Judgment everywhere without the E. Big things. I mean, you know, there's big things, there's little things. I don't think none of them are little because these things physically changed. So you can call it little if you think a movie is little, but things that I know, like Beavis and Butthead has a dash in it now, butt dash head. He stole Kit Cash's dash. Do you see the hyphens are being passed around? The S's are being dropped. The's are added. It's crazy, man. Apostrophe, they added an apostrophe to Kohl's, the store around me. Kohl's has an apostrophe in it now. That didn't have an apostrophe before. It's crazy. People think we're nuts. We're not nuts. The crazy thing is, like, we've got so much residue for the Mandela effect. When people say there's no proof, this is about as much proof for this as there is any other theory of anything I've looked into. And it's not a theory at this point. It's a great awakening. It's a happening. It's an experience that we're all going through. All right. But there is plenty of proof that it's happening. Okay. We might not be at the point where we can prove what it is and how it's happening. And I think we have some great ideas, but we all have differing ideas amongst a lot of smart people, and we all can't be right. Okay. But it's definitely happening. There's more proof of this than anything. We've got so much physical residue. There's some people out there that I know that are so good at digging up residue, like say Nathaniel with his site, or Teresa or Gloria. These people are digging up so much residue. I went to Nathaniel's site earlier to get residue for one of the ones I'm going to show you. He had 122 fucking pitches for the one Mandela effect for residue to show people, like all organized for all you guys. So you guys make sure you guys check that out. His Flickr page, I'll link in the show notes later, because he's got a lot of great residue on that, you know. And everybody has their part, just like in the flat earth community. There's people that do experiments on the ground with lasers. There's people that observe the sun and the moon. There's people that go out and do public things like Flat Earth Falker does. There's people that do videos like I do. It's the same thing with the Mandela effect. There's people that do the Bible stuff, right? There's people that do the geography and trace the fucking islands and shit. There's people that are really good with the movies and the music. There's a lot of bit of everything. There's some people that just do videos with people to talk about their experiences with it, which I want to try and do a lot more videos like that too, like the My Awakening interviews kind of, but just personal experiences that people have had, you know, like the crazy experience I had with my body and whatnot. I want to try and get more of those interviews. But let's get back to the and hopefully more people will open up about this. I feel, because we have a lot of people talking about it. We have a lot of positive vibe in the chat lately. People open up about it. Hey, we had a lot of trolls in the chat the other day, though, huh? Man, what was up with those guys? Imagine naming yourself. Imagine hating Flat Earth so much that not only are you going to do what you know how they troll it, and you're going to stay in a group that you fucking hate a topic so much and just keep trolling it forever because you claim you hate it, but to make your YouTube screen name have the word Flat Earth in it and go around and mock Flat Earth people, like, you're just a loser. Like, what is the matter with these people? Like, if you don't want to believe it, move on. Move along. Talk. Go somewhere else. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I need a sip of my drink. 1 second. All right, so I'm only seeing 5 thumbs up. There's 23 live here right now. So let's go. Everybody get on the ball, right? Thank you, everybody, for coming. And for everybody that's seeing this on the replay, and I know a lot of our regular people on here, I can see some of the names that are missing. I told everybody I wasn't doing a show, so apologize for that. But, hey, at least I came on and did one. I had to come on and get some content out there because I'm fucking bored sitting around. I've been up since 5 in the morning. I am going to work tonight, but I got time to do a video. So you know what I'm going to do, guys? I have to take a quick bathroom break. So everybody stick with me for a minute, all right? I'm just going to play a quick song, and we'll be back in – not there is no we. I'll be back in 5 minutes, all right, everybody? You're listening to Dose of Reality with Brian Stavely, and I'll be right back right after this break.
Until your feet don't blink, or the glitch that you try to stop with. fury spears of dreams. You will rest, gazing at shadows of your dreads. Fested, demonized, eating ego strikes. You feed the lies with a piece of ice. Need to reply where your system fries. You kill skies with the primer eyes. Terror, it's gonna respond. This time, no scope, you'll be the pawn. Suggested capsules, cyanide done. Consequence for their evils cross. Underground, you dive right in. We're natural against machine. We're factual, you're stuttering. Inside of pillars crumbling.
We are living in a computer programmed reality. And the only clue we have to it is when some variable is changed.
This is the age where things are changing. History is in the making. We stand up, our guns are blazing. No more sleeping, no obeying. They live, and it's time to know that. I woke up and I won't go back. Fuck the elite, don't cut them no slack. Get them at the roots and they won't grow back. And I won't miss them. For way too long we've been a victim. Now we're glitches in the system. Clawing our way up just to get some. Look at how they treat us. Programmed since you were a fetus. I see reptiles, I see demons sucking on some baby penis. Welcome to the Matrix. This is the face of your enslavement. Most people just don't want to face it. They'd rather be taxed and stay complacent. Not me, not ODD. Wait till the CIA gets a load of me. No Agent Smith controlling me, but for me, that's the way that it's supposed to be.
I'm watching.
You gotta use your eyes all the time, because the one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. You could come with me and you will find that you are the master of the construct of your own mind. On the walls within you, never press pause, don't stop, continue. Just look at the mess that we got us into. Now it's time to fix it, otherwise we're mental. We stand our ground, you dive right in. We're natural, look, it's machine, we're factual. You're stuttering, inside of pillars crumbling.
And I will even say this, such an impression is a truth, but it's on past time point. A variable was changed, reprogrammed as it were, and that because of this, an alternative world branched off.
I got you stuck off the realness. I got you stuck off the realness. I got you stuck off the realness.
ODD TV.
Stuck off the realness.
Did you know your reality is being put to the test? The Panama Canal no longer runs east and west. Things you are sure happened never did in this reality. The crunchy cereal with the captain now has an apostrophe. Some are changed for many folks. Shit, that punctuation now just showed up on different strokes. This shit can't be attributed to only digital content. Take a look at South America. They moved the whole fucking continent. Even pop in your copy of Star Wars. It could be 30 years old. Shit went as C-3PO, not all fucking gold. Maybe you haven't noticed the changes yet. Open your eyes, trust your senses, and you realize the Mandela effect. I'm from the reality where the youngest Jackson was a girl. Volkswagen logo had no line, and Ford had no curl. The Black Tom attack we didn't learn of in school. It was always "Who Will Save Your Soul" sung by Jewel. The music ones really stand out to me. It's no longer "I Wanna Paint It Black" in this reality. People writing it off as bad memory. Even with Superman, Chris Reeves running your trap, dismissing it is one of my pet peeves. Everything I research, people say it's a psyop. Even simple things like pointing out the towers can't collapse from the top. Somehow we are experiencing merging timelines. For more research, check out my site, The Real News Online. I started noticing changes in like 2014. It was JFK, the six-seater, that seemed so obscene. Many people will try and call me a loon. But hold up, wait, they even changed the spelling of Looney Tunes? Let these thoughts sink deep into ya. How could you ever miss the Great Wall of India? Statue of Liberty was on Ellis Island. Go search there for it now, and you won't find it. It's time for you to wake up. Hello, Clarice. In this reality, the Monopoly guy never...
All right, everybody. Thank you for sticking with me during that quick break. Little bathroom break, little smoke, right? So, speaking of Looney Tunes, I'm glad I played the song, because I almost forgot to talk about that. Speaking of Looney Tunes, right? You guys have all heard we've had the conversation before. If you haven't heard, okay, I'm sure you know about the Looney Tunes Mandela Effect. If you don't, briefly, Looney Tunes, as in cartoons, T-O-O-N-S, is now T-U-N-E-S and supposedly always has been. And there's a lot of great proof besides the fact that we fucking know it was tunes like a cartoon, right? There's a lot of great residue. Like, for instance, if you go and you look up who the you know how there's a Whois domain? You can look who registered websites. The Warner Brothers actually registered LooneyTunes.com with the double O 2 years before they registered the other one. And we've talked about this. And that would just never happen. You would register what it's called first and then register ones close to it so people hit on them by accident and you can redirect them to yours. That's how it works, okay? But on top of that, what I'm getting to is the Tiny Toons. The Tiny Toons are T-O-O-N-S. And we've talked about this. And why would they be the tunes with the double O if, you know, the other one is a U and they're based off the other one? It's, I mean, it's the same characters, not only the same company, right? And we talked about it, and we talked about it at length. And Tiny Toons has now been Mandela'd, but not to the T-U-N-E-S. Tiny Toons is now Tiny Toon, singular. Tiny Toon Adventures. Tiny Toon, not Tiny Toons. And it was Tiny Toons. And if you're not sure, and I know I'm sure, wait till I show you this residue. And this, again, this is from Nathaniel's site. And I'll make sure I link that below. And I'll throw the link for you guys in the chat in a second. So you have it right away. And you guys definitely got to save it. He's got so much. It's a huge database for Mandela Effect. I can't say enough about how good of a job he's done on that. So let me bring that up. And that is right here. Here. Look at this. I remember Tiny Toons. Sure, you guys remember the Tiny Toons. Dude, we've done shows on this, and we've talked about Tiny Toons, Tiny Toons. I used to love the Tiny Toons. I can remember asking Gloria, I'm like, Gloria, did you ever see Tiny Toons? She was like, no. I was like, Tiny Toons was a really good cartoon. Tiny Toons. Tiny Toons, bro. Look at all this residue. But now it's Tiny Toon. And again, look at all the residue, right? If you notice, most of this residue is in another language, right? Right? So again, the Mandela Effect is so much more prevalent in the English language, and especially here in North America, than in the United States and Canada. I know there's a lot in Canada, too, and a lot of our friends are in Canada. There's a lot of great Mandela researchers, you guys probably know, that actually live in Canada. Look at this, though. It's so much Tiny Toons. Tiny Toons. Tiny Toons. Look at this. This is in English, though. Tiny Toons Music Television. And it's definitely the same Tiny Toons. You can't just use their images like that and not get sued. You know, this is a Warner Brothers seal right here. This is real Tiny Toons. I remember the Tiny Toons. What do you guys remember? Let me bounce out of my screen share for a second. I wish there was a smoother way to make that transition in and out of the screen share. It really slows me down a second. What do you guys remember in the chat? Tiny Toons? I definitely remember Tiny Toons. I used to watch it all the time, man. And now it's Tiny Toon. And then, you know, it's funny because ones that have been affected keep getting affected. And you guys remember Chick-fil-A, right? You guys all remember Chick-fil-A. You guys remember the, you know, you guys remember what the conversation is about Chick-fil-A, how it used to be C-H-I-C, and now some people remember C-H-I-K, and now it's C-H-I-C-F-I-L-A. Well, picture that in your head, right, what it looks like? Because I remember a capital C, and every other letter is lowercase. And now the A at the end is uppercase. And I'm going to show you. Check this out. This is fucked up, dude. This has changed again. Yeah, Chick-fil-A was, Tiny Toons was definitely plural, brother. I know. Definitely. And check this out. I'll just Google it from here. Would you see what Chick-fil-A looks like now? It has a capital A. Look at the A. It's capital. That was lowercase, dude. That looks so out of place to me. I mean, tell me what you guys remember. Do you guys remember that? Do you guys remember this? The K is already out of place to me. It should be the C-H-I-C. And that's an old one, a classic. But this A, man, this is giving me nightmares. Look at this, man. No, this was lowercase. All these letters were lowercase. Why would this A be uppercase but the F isn't then? Why wouldn't all three words be uppercase? This A was lowercase, man. I know it was. That's crazy to me. Absolutely crazy. Let's see what else I got on the list. Hang on one second. Lots of new ones all the time. So you guys remember the magician, you know, speaking of magicians, I don't talk about magicians often, but you guys remember the magician, Chris Angel? I'm not saying remember him as in if he's dead or anything, but you guys know the magician Chris Angel, right? I want you guys to Google his name. I'm not just going to do screen shares with simple ones like that. I mean, just go look at it. Google his name, Chris Angel. Now he is C-R-I-S-S for Chris. C-R-I-S-S, Chris Angel, the magician. Go check it out. It's crazy, bro. Chris Angel, the magician. And the craziest part, guys, is like these other people, like Joel Osteen, like Christopher Reeves, like Sally Fields. Like, it goes on and on with the people with the name changes, right? The craziest part about it is, you know, other people are oblivious to C-3PO, Ed McMahon, whatever. These people are oblivious to the fact that their own name has changed. That's crazy, because that just has to show you that it goes so much farther than any type of psychological operation or technology that anybody's doing. Like, that just shows you it's so much deeper than that. It's so hard for us to understand what it is, and it's hard for me to put it into words. But these people, like Macaulay Culkin, yeah, his name changed, you know? Like, all these people are living with name, Robert De Niro, LaToya Jackson. There's a youngest Jackson buddy and brother in the family. Michael Jackson's not even the youngest. They got a whole new sibling that popped up and was in the band with them the whole time. The Jackson 5 was always 6. You didn't know? What are you, an idiot? You thought the Jackson 5 had 5? The fuck's wrong with you? You're crazy. Yeah, 6 of them, Randy Jackson. And the craziest part is when you look into Randy Jackson, the dude don't age. He's like 8 years old for about 16 years. Through the 60s and the 70s, from the mid-60s on, he doesn't age. It's crazy shit, man. People's names are changing. Their families are changing. Gloria mentioned about Al Capone. I thought that was an interesting one the last show, if you guys didn't see it. Al Capone's death changing. You know, now he didn't die in prison. I remember Martin Luther King's death different than people say it is now, with a long range with a rifle. I remember close range, like up on like a grassy area or like a pavilion area where like a lot of people would gather. And I remember a small crowd of people around, you know, like maybe 10, 15 people around, like kind of in like a circle type of thing. And I remember him shot at close range. That's what I remember, you know. I remember 4 people in the JFK. And I know that Martin Luther King thing. Other people might not remember that. I didn't hear many people talk about that, but that's what I remember. I remember 4 people in the JFK car for sure, okay? The JFK one's huge, and I know that's old, but I'm going to bring it back up real quick because, you know, people want to say, oh, you just got to confuse. And there's so many things wrong with getting that confused because it's such a monumental event. Whatever theory you believe happened there, it doesn't matter. It's such a monumental event either way. For the president to have a car that he gets assassinated in, to have 2 windshields, and you not notice that and mistake it and think it was a 4-seater the whole time with 1 windshield is absolutely fucking ludicrous. Because that's just the most odd-looking car. You've probably never in your life seen a car with 2 windshields. I haven't, okay? And even if you had, it's a very super rare thing. I've never in my life seen a car with 2 windshields. So if the president got shot in a car that had 2 windshields and 6 people in it, sat in 3 rows, I would remember that, but that's not what I remember. That's not what I remember. The whole scene's changed. So it's not just little things when people say it's little things. Look at Torpedo Alley, the new Black Tom, right? Torpedo Alley now. supposedly off the coast of North Carolina, which, by the way, an island popped up there a few months ago. My friend Kimberly, who was also the one that has been to the torch and the statue that supposedly nobody's ever been to because of Black Tom, she lives in North Carolina, and she told me about it. And then I saw other people had made videos on it. This beach popped up overnight off of the coast of North Carolina. Well, now there's fucking 400 to 500 ships off the coast of North Carolina that got buried by a German attack in 1941 that killed 5,000 people, including a ton of civilians. We just never heard about it, right? No big deal. Anybody here in the chat ever hear about that? Let me take a look at the chat real quick. You guys ever hear about the Torpedo Alley with 5,000 fucking people down there? Yeah, CBK, that was me rapping earlier. I'm going to adjust the chat real quick. Sorry, guys. I know I don't usually do that, but this show is a little different. I wasn't preparing it. I appreciate you guys showing up, and I want to show you guys some love and make sure I read the chat. I usually let Glow and Paul do that because I'm trying to do a million things. But, yeah, the six-seater does look whack, hey you. Absolutely whack, dude. Hey you, how would you not remember a six-seater that a president got shot in? You know, even if he ever rode in it once and it was on the news, you'd remember it. Never mind if he got assassinated, right? CBK, I wish I could go back to my original timeline. I don't know. I was kind of bored. This kind of excites me. I don't look at this as a negative thing, and I know some people do. And I respect everybody's opinion and what everybody's theory on the Mandela effect is, because we know, because who's to say I'm right? Who's to say Paul's right? Who's to say Gloria's right? Who's to say Brian is right? Who's to say Moneybags is right? Who's to say anybody is right? You know what I mean? Especially with something that could clearly be beyond our understanding. You know what I mean? Clearly be. I don't think it's a bad thing, though. I get a positive vibe. J.D. Leslie, he says he's 60 years old, never heard of Torpedo Alley. Exactly, J.D. 60 years old, J.D. And not to say you're an old man, but, you know, you're 20 years older than I am. And 60 years old is you know, been around for a while, and you never hear of that. And think about, again, guys, like we talked about with Black Tom, all the research into 9/11, at least that I personally did, and I feel a good portion of people that would listen to this show, you guys, a lot of you guys probably researched 9/11 at one point. All the research you ever did, you never heard of Black Tom. And it was an attack that not only affected New York, it shut down the Statue of Liberty to the point where nobody's ever visited the torch, and the Statue of Liberty is in New York, or it was before it got moved from the Mandela effect, but it's in New York and it's supposed to be the symbol of freedom. And on 9/11, they didn't fucking rub it in your face and talk about that with all the propaganda. And then all the documentaries, all you ever heard is Pearl Harbor was the first terror attack from foreign people from foreigners on U.S. soil, and 9/11 was the second. I heard it over and over and over and over again. Now 9/11 is like the fourth, dude, because they keep piling up, and this stuff keeps happening with the Germans. What is the connection with the Germans with the Mandela effect? Is there a connection? Is it random? Because now we got, for me, the swastika was straight. It wasn't crooked. And you got these two attacks, one in 1916, whenever the Black Tom was, and this one in 41, 42, whenever this one was. It's crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy. Torpedo Alley, guys. Look it up. Look it up. And Black Tom, as crazy as it was to damage the statue, we didn't hear about it. And then, you know, all the Mandela's tied in with the statue. We could do countless shows just on the Statue of Liberty, right? But the number of deaths was small. And this says 5,000 people died. That's, and we know 9/11 is bullshit. At least I know that. But they tell you 3,000. This is more than that. This is almost double that. 5,000 people died from an attack from Germans off the coast of North Carolina, and they are saying a good portion of them are civilians. They didn't say what the ratio is, but some of them are civilians. And this 5,000, whether civilians or not, died in this attack, and 400 to 500 ships are sunk off that coast, and you guys have never heard about it. Oh, we just must be fucking retarded, right? And, well, I'll tell you what, your school system certainly sucks because you didn't teach us about it. You know what I mean? Never heard about that. Never. Never. Big events just keep changing, you know? That's crazy. And when technology keeps changing, things keep getting inserted into the timeline, you know? I don't give a fuck. I know I brought it up the last show, but the wireless remote control for the TV in 1955 is just, that's too much for me to handle, man. That's crazy, man. It's crazy. And I know we have stuff that goes back way, you know, 1800s and all types of stuff. It's just, and it keeps changing. It keeps changing. I wonder, like, is it ever going to get to a point where it stops? Probably not. But it is accelerating a lot, right? But you guys don't think that's exciting? Because at least we're experiencing it, right? These other people, bro, they just block it out and deny it. They're not even experiencing this great thing that's going on. Look at all the beautiful places that we talked about on the last show that me and Gloria did. If you didn't see it, check out Thursday's show. We did all these beautiful beaches and all these different colors that are everywhere. And I know some people will just say, oh, you just haven't seen everywhere in the world. And now there's the internet. Dude, there's been the internet for a long time. There's been shows like on channels on cable that show places like this. And there's animals and places that didn't exist before. I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe now and again, a couple of them we get wrong, sure. But I'm confident enough to go with what we go with. And there's tons of shit that didn't exist. And look at all the beautiful different rainbow animals that we have now. There's animals now that are all different rainbow colors. You guys have seen them all. I want to show you a crazy one right now. And this one, I'll admit, maybe I just don't know about this, okay? But this is the best camouflage I have ever seen on any type of animal. It's like the leaf, the dead leaf butterfly. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. Where do you see this shit? This shit is crazy. Dead leaf butterfly. Wow, the chat's lagging for me, guys. Sorry, I didn't address it for a while. It just keeps lagging, and now I'm seeing it all scrolling through. But let me just show this dead leaf butterfly, and then I'll come back to the chat again. Because I like to stay off of the screen shares if I can. I'd rather just I'm sorry. It's going to take me a second. Where is this video? Oh, it's up here. Here it is. Hang on. Look at this. It's only an 11-second video. Look at this. Look, dude. See that leaf? It's a butterfly. Look at how colorful it is, dude. Look at this. Butterfly. Crazy, right? Is that a Mandela effect or just something? I don't know. I don't know. But either way, I'm going to show it because this whole world is changing like crazy around us. I mean, look at the Fly Geyser. Do you guys remember Fly Geyser? Yeah. And like, Aries just said in the chat, it's impossible for you to never hear to this animal. Exactly. Oh, hey, you. Can we go back to Kennedy for a second, too, guys? Can we talk about Kennedy? You guys mind? So you go back to Kennedy, right? And you know what some of these people say? You know, these people that are the so-called skeptics, but really they're not skeptical of anything. They just fucking bury their hand in the sand and they suck, right? So these people that are the so-called skeptics, they'll say, oh, well, because you bring the residue of the JFK, right? And in the residue of the JFK, if you look, there's the residue of the museum in Virginia, and there's a museum in Boston, presidential museums, where there's the four-seater replica of the car that he was shot in, okay? And then we have other stuff like the Life magazine cover. I think it's Time magazine, one or the other, or maybe both. We also have one that I had found. I'm sure other people found it too, but I found it by snooping around. It's the Secret Service reenactment in like 1960, whatever. Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 years later. And what they actually did is they paraded a whole motorcade back through Dallas and back through the route. And they wanted to recreate the crime scene so they could allegedly study for ballistics and all this. And they're using a four-seater. Now, if you're studying for ballistics on the assassination of a president and you're going to plan out the whole motorcade, right? Why would you use a four-seater and not a six, right? So I mentioned this to people. You know what these fucking skeptics say to me? Lincoln wouldn't make the government another six-seater. Yeah. Oh, they just told Uncle Sam, go fucking stick it, right? We're not making you another six-seater. First of all, it would be the best advertisement in the history of advertisement for cars for them to make another unique six-seater that people had already seen in the assassination of the president, make another new polished up one and put it in at that time until the moon landing would be the most viewed fucking video in the world ever, probably, is them doing this fucking recreation, or at least after the actual assassination video, right? This would be like the most viewed thing. It'd be like the best free app. Why wouldn't Lincoln make them a new con? Second of all, who are they to tell the government we're not going to make you a new car? You know that's not going to fly, dude. And why wouldn't they just do it? It doesn't take them nothing to make another car. They have fucking plants everywhere. Make the government another car. Like, of course they're going to make them another car. That's what people will say. The Secret Service runs a four-seater in their recreation of the JFK assassination. And we're supposedly crazy. The museums have four-seaters. For the rest of the assassination, I don't know what you guys remember, but I also remember the police motorcade. If you look at the car, right, and then the cops are like here, diagonal behind the bumpers. Now for me, they're back more and straight. They're like farther back than they were. They're like 10 meters farther back, and then the whole scene inside the car has changed. And for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, I'll go through it real quick. You know, they used to be, and this is where these rumors won't make sense anymore because of what has changed via the Mandela effect. And I'll show you what I mean. The old JFK theories, one of them, for instance, was that the driver shot JFK. And the reason that was is because the part of the footage, the driver looked like he reached back. He did reach back like this. Looked like he could have been holding a gun. You couldn't see if he was or not. And maybe he made the shots, right? But now he can't even go like that because there's that second windshield. That part of the footage doesn't even exist. Even if you have the footage sitting in your house, you have the Zapruder film, you have the recreation in the movie with Oliver Stone or whoever the fuck did it, right? And then now it looks like Jackie from the left side of him, opposite the book's depository, from this side, looks like she blows his brains out from the left to the right. And then she scurries out the back of the car like she always has. So, therefore, the whole scene has changed. And it keeps changing. It keeps changing. If you go deeper into it and you go in, and as fake as I think they are, the court proceedings for Oswald, if you go and you watch some of that on YouTube, you don't hear any mention of a six-seater car. You know, for me, and people will always say, well, it's Kennedy, his wife, two Secret Service, Connolly and his wife, right? For me, Connolly was always in the other car, and that is why the bullet that hit Connolly and hit the president was called the magic bullet, because it went from car to car. A bullet hitting two people in one car really isn't that crazy if the car's moving and you're up in a high vantage point. I mean, you could definitely see that happening. It was the magic bullet because, for me, it jumped from car to car. I don't know what you guys remember, but that's big for me. So these historical things are changing, you know? And look at all the monuments that are changing. It's huge. I don't know how people deny it. But listen, don't look at it as a negative thing, right? You're seeing this happen. You definitely have to be on the upper level of people that can fucking think for themselves and perceive things and deal with reality. Other people, they have to just ignore it, you know? And it's sad. It's sad. But I think we're becoming enlightened. I don't know about you guys, but I feel different body changes. I talked about different body changes a lot. People talk about the ringing in the ears with the Mandela effect, right? I don't get that. I'll be straight up, right? But I have other things. I think some of the anatomy changes and stuff we're improving. But I don't know about you guys, but I bet a lot of you guys think this right now. And you don't want to come out and say it because you sound like cocky saying it. But do you feel like you're getting a lot smarter and you're able to just pick up things and multitask? Multitask like on top of multitasking. Like I can multitask on top of a multitask on top of a multitask. Do like mad processes in my head going on at once way more than I ever could. And you know what even helps me get that going and helps me do that? Me smoking weed. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That helps me think. When I have to do a show, I have to have weed for that fucking morning to do my show prep and get my fucking ball rolling. You know what I'm saying? What do you think I do when I go on the break? It helps me get going. I think that's why I was so frowned upon so long. You know? It's the one thing that really helps open up your mind. But, yeah. Whew. Let me take a breath, all right? You know what I'm going to do, guys? I still got some more Mandela effects to show. Let me take a sip of my water. But the phone lines are open, guys, if anybody wants to call in. Can somebody drop the number in the chat, those of you that know the number? Yeah, I'll say it. Can somebody type it? 978-435-0006. I've been talking a mile a minute. I definitely have to be done, like, within 40 minutes because I have to go to work. Okay, I know what I was saying, but if you guys want to call in, I'll take the calls. The body changes, like, okay, have you guys realized that you can, have you guys feel like you're raising your consciousness, like, for real? I know a lot of people just say that, you know what I mean? But, like, for real, like, I feel it. I feel like we're connecting more. I feel like we can not read each other's thoughts, but we connect on the same wavelength a lot quicker, you know what I mean? I really feel like that, and I feel like I can just take in from me. And I've always had a really good bullshit radar ever since, you know, like, 8 years ago, started getting into things. But I feel like I can just pick up on things now, and it's like, I know you guys got to be feeling it too. And then the other thing too, like I talked about, and people, you know, I don't know if people laugh at me about it. I haven't really got any feedback, positive or negative. And people probably just think I'm fucking crazy. But I have become like lefty, like over the last several months. I don't know why. Everything I'm doing it with my left hand. I can still use my right hand. But now a lot of the things I would do with my right feel awkward. Even the most normal things that you shouldn't do with your opposite hand, like say counting money, smoking, the things that you would always, everything except for writing, which I'm not ever writing anyways, I'm typing. Everything I do at work, I'm using my left hand. It's really crazy. Really, really, really crazy. I don't know what type of body changes you guys are going through. I know some people go through a lot of pain with the body changes, like with the changes with the shoulder, people are in a lot of pain, the changes with the feet, people are in a lot of pain, changes with some of the organs, people are short of breath. But I think that there's a lot of improvements going on too. I really do. Who in the chat thinks that the Mandela effect is a positive thing? Who thinks it a negative? Put positive or negative. If you think it's like an evil thing, like a psyop, an evil thing by Satan, or an evil thing caused by like CERN and man, put negative. And if you think it's a positive thing, like our collective consciousness, maybe the creator, or a spiritual thing, put positive in the chat. I'm just curious, and I'm not knocking anybody for their belief. I just really want to know what people think. You know, I think it's a positive thing. And I think it's great that we can all get together and talk about it, you know? All right, let me get to some Ray Roswell says, nah, I just think it's pretty cool. It is pretty fucking cool, man. When I first started getting into it, right, this is like back in late 2014, early 2015, like I used to just use it to unwind from the flat earth stuff, because the flat earth stuff, when it first hit me, and this hit you just as hard eventually, I think it just takes longer to realize what you're realizing. So when the flat earth stuff hit me so hard, man, I get fucking stressed out. Ray, you know, you're getting new to it now. And you're like, what's the matter with these people? Why are they fucking so rude to me? This and that, dude. Welcome to my world, bro. It's going to get worse, okay? So that shit catches up with you, bro. And sometimes you want to unwind. And I used to use the Mandela effect to unwind. I'd watch the videos and I knew it was real. And because once I got hit with the Berenstein and the JFK, I knew, bro, I'm not fucking retarded. I'm way past not trusting my senses, bro. I trust my fucking senses. Anything they do, they try and get you to not trust their senses. You know what I mean? Not trust your senses. If you just trust your senses, you're a lot better off. I trust my memory, bro. You know, I know Berenstein. I know JFK. I know Ed McMahon worked for Publishers Clearinghouse. You know what I mean? And we can get into that anytime. But, I mean, he's from my hometown, bro, everything. It's like, dude, that's one of the biggest ones. There's just so many that I know. We could sit here all day and be like, I know this. I know that. Do you guys realize how many there are? If you guys haven't noticed, like, I've been doing fucking a show every other day. I did two on Thursday. I've been doing, like, 5-6 shows a week. And I can't even keep up with these things. And look at, I already did like 10 of them, which wasn't a lot, but I still have like 5 or 6 more we're going to do. Like, they're everywhere. Every fucking day you get up, there's more Mandela effects. But get back to my point, I used to use it to listen to the, especially the music ones. That's like my favorite. Like, there's a lot of categories with Mandela effect. There's music, there's movie, there's everything, because everything in the world's changing. History, people's names, you know what I mean? The geography, everything's changing, right? So, but the good ones are the movies and the music, because with pop culture, that's how you got to get people. If you go up to people, a lot of people you can, because you guys are smart. So if I bring up Torpedo Alley, Black Tom to you, you never heard it. You know there's an issue. You bring that up to other people, they'll be like, oh, we just don't know our history. Oh, we just don't know our geography. You bring up stuff like Ed McMahon, Star Wars, and stuff like that, Snow White, you know what I mean? Like, everybody knows that shit. So that shit's not irrelevant. People are like, oh, why is it only minuscule things? Why is it movies and music? No, it's we can talk Bible. We can talk whatever you want to talk. We'll talk about it across the board. But if we're going to bring up to new people, man, I'm bringing them in with C-3PO. You know what I mean? I'm bringing them in with fucking If You Build It, They Will Come. Because that's stuff that they're going to know that they can relate to right away. You know what I mean? Imagine you bring up a Bible one to somebody that hates religion. Like, they're just going to shut you off right away. You know what I mean? But everybody resonates with some movies. There's so many movies that have changed. So if somebody hates Star Wars, okay, well, you can bring up fucking, you know, Risky Business. Or you can, you there's all Wizard of Oz. You know what I mean? I mean, look how many changes there are on Wizard of Oz. Everybody knows Wizard of Oz, you know? That's why we got to use – these are big ones, man. Everybody knows Wizard of Oz. Everybody knows the Scarecrow never had a gun. So you show people this, they're going to know. They're going to know. And even if they reject it at first, if you show them one of them big dogs that they know, like the movies or the music, man, it's going to affect them. I like the music because I used it to unwind, and I love looking for residue on music because you go and look through the live shows. But sometimes you sit there and you listen to so many cover bands, right? And if you don't find the residue, I've spent days where I fucking, you know, spent hours listening to shitty cover bands and not found any residue. That's a bad day. But usually there is a lot of residue, especially with the cover bands, because they always do it the way that we remember it, because it's not the official version. It hasn't changed, you know? All right, let me say hi to everybody in the chat real quick, and then I'll show a few more effects. I'm sorry, guys. I got to scroll up. The chat keeps lagging, so it's like it looks like you guys aren't even talking for a while. And I'm like, oh, why is nobody talking? Then all of a sudden, there's like 30 messages. It's weird. You guys, if you know a way to spread that out, let me know. I know there's like a slow chat thing and all that. I don't know how that stuff works, though. If that's worth it, let me know, because it's all like clumped and lagging. Magical times because of the ME, says Jacob. I get positive vibes from it as well. Yeah. Oh, this is old. I already read this. Well, I didn't read that comment, but I was already up there. Braggs, OxyClean got me. Oh, yeah, OxyClean and Braggs, dude. That's another one, right, Salted? The brand names are big. We remember the brand names, dude. Dude, how about Coke Zero never existed? That's right, people. If you're listening, Coke Zero, and I know you remember it, with the black fucking can, with the red letters. Coke Zero never existed. Not saying the drink, you can't get that flavor, but it's always been Coca-Cola Zero. And no, everybody, we understand Coke is short for Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is the proper name of Coke, but those cans said Coke Zero on it. Who's with me? Coke Zero. OxyClean's a big one. Let's talk about the grocery store real quick, guys, because, you know, I made a poll one time. And it's interesting. I thought it was going to be a little bit of a landslide, even though I know it should be more down the middle. But it was close to down the middle. It was in favor of the KGV a little bit. It was like 60-40. He said, what's been more Mandela affected, the KJV Bible or the fucking grocery store? Because there's just so many products that have changed. Cheez-Its, Cheez-It. We got tons of residue on that. The Captain Crunch. Like this guy said, the Braggs, it's now Bragg. Turmeric, how about turmeric is now turmeric? Turmeric with an extra R in there. I've never used it, but I know a lot of people that are like awake and whatnot, or they research into the health area and they talk about that stuff, that whatever it is, it's a mineral or a powder or something. Yeah, now it's turmeric. Salta said, I only have one picture from NASCAR with Coke Zero. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy all the products that change. How about Depends? Come on, man. Growing up, Depends? We always made jokes about people's mama. Your mama got to wear Depends. Your mama's so old, she got to wear Depends. Like, because she's going to shit herself, right? The adult diapers, Depends. No, they never existed. They just Depend. Another drop S. It's like, what is up with that, you know? And then in music, we see the S moved around too. Like, one of the biggest ones for me is the Chili Peppers, you know? And we're going to get to a couple of songs that have the S moved, you know? So the Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge, and this one just makes absolutely no sense. So it's the city I live in, the city of angels, right? And he's talking about Los Angeles, The music video was filmed in L.A., showing the streets of Los Angeles, like literally walking around the streets of L.A. And the nickname of L.A., as everybody knows, is the City of Angels. Okay? Now it's always said the City of Angel. But we have at least two live performances that I have. There's one from Lollapalooza in like 2016. And there's one other one I found from fucking way back. And he says City of Angels. And not only does he say City of Angels, the entire crowd is singing. So all these people are misremembering. The lead singer, songwriters, bands are all misremembering. And we're and not only mention the fact, the thing that we're remembering actually makes sense. And what it is now makes absolutely no fucking sense. And then speaking of the S's, so that S maybe got stolen by Jewel, because you guys probably all know who Jewel is, who will save your soul. This is one of my favorite Mandela music ones. Who will save your soul, right? Wrong. It's never been who will save your soul. The title still remains, who will save your soul. But when you listen to the song, not once does she say soul. She says souls. Who will save your souls? Again, got a few really good pieces of residue on this. One where she really enunciates it, and it's singular. But no, your album, if you own Jewel and pop it in, it's going to say, who will save your souls? With an S in the song. Every verse. Crazy. Crazy stuff, man. So let me see. I think I got a couple new ones. Yeah, we got some new ones. No, you know what? I think I'm pretty much done to wrap it up, unless anybody wants to call in, because I should be wrapping it up, because I have to get off, guys, and I gotta get to work and stuff. So unless anybody else in the chat had any questions, you guys have any questions in the chat? I know I kind of just threw this show together out of nowhere. Oh, you know what I want to mention real quick? Let's mention the chemtrails real quick. Dolly braces it. Yeah, how about that, guys? Let's keep this going for like another half hour if we can. What's the biggest ones for everybody that got you going into it? Salted Cedar said Dolly's braces and Ed McMahon. Dude, you know, Ed McMahon could be number one. You know, I know I put him at number three, number four, but man, he could be number one. But, you know, Black Tom and Statue of Liberty and South America, them are one and two for me. Dolly's braces didn't affect me. See, I know that affected a lot of people. I just didn't know the movie. So, but Ed McMahon's huge for me, bro. Ed McMahon's huge for me. What's the? Let me check on my phone. I can probably see the chat better on my phone. What's the biggest ones for you guys? Snow White. How about Snow White for you guys? Snow White. How about Mr. Rogers? Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Fruit of the Loom Cornucopia, Jacob said. Hey, that's a good one. Yeah, Lucky Balja. That's my number one, number two. South America, moving east, Panama Canal. Panama Canal, because of that move, is forced to go north and south now. Absolutely crazy to me, guys.
One, number two, South America, moving east.
Panama. That is crazy, you know? Crazy, crazy. You know what? I'll read my 10 real quick, and you guys tell me how big they are for you. Bible changes. Yeah, Leslie. I'm not great with the Bible changes. Gloria is. But if you say them, like, I recognize a lot of them. But the biggest ones for me with the Bible are the Lion and the Lamb, the wineskins to the wine bottles, Jesus on the cross, Jesus on a tree, the planets in the Bible, just a lot of the vulgar shit in there, like whores and all that type of stuff. Curious George's tail. Dude, I remember Curious George used to swing from his tail from the trees. You know, how about Charles Schultz, guys? The Peanuts books. You guys remember Charles Schultz? Now it's Charles Schultz. There is no T. The T's gone. Just like the toy store, F.A.O. Schwartz in New York, in the movie Big as well. And I think Home Alone, he also went there. F.A.O. Schwartz. The T is gone. F.A.O. Schwartz. Just like Schultz, it's got the Z, but the T's gone. We see a lot of these weird patterns. I think we need to talk about the patterns when we find them. Let me bring up something real quick before we go. It's just my top 10 list that we've done, you know, and I'm just going to read through them real quick while we got everybody on. My top 10, and you guys let me know what you think about these ones. And if you don't know about any of these, let me know, because I'll elaborate real quick. My big ones, the Black Tom and Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island. That's number one. Number two is South America and the Panama Canal. Number three is C-3PO. Number four is Ed McMahon. Number five is JFK. Number six is Mayor Amira. Number seven is Christopher Reeves. Number eight is the Thinker statue. Number nine is We Are the Champions. And number 10 is Timmy in the Well. That's my top 10. Just Missing It's Cuba, Lion and the Lamb, Jiffy Peanut Butter, Marty's Guitar, Mark Hamill, Field of Dreams, and Canada. And there's just so many, but those are my big ones. Oh, Objects in the Mirror may be closer than they appear. Hey, you. Yeah, that's a good one. The traffic light one, I was never sure about that, but I know a lot of people say that's flipped the green and the red, yeah. Objects in the Mirror may be closer than they appear. Dude, you know what? That was everywhere, bro. I mean, that was on every car I ever had. And now the fact that it's like it's a stated fact that they are closer than they appear, that's crazy to me, you know? That's crazy to me. Crazy. See, that's good because Lucky said the Bible changes. See, everybody has their thing. So people that are into the Bible and are open-minded, and let's face it, there's a lot of hardcore Christians, a lot of hardcore Muslims, a lot of hardcore whatever religion and whatever their book is that are just very much against the Mandela effect. And that's my problem when people come at me and they'll be like, well, the word of God can't change. Well, whether you believe it's the word of God or it's the word of man rewritten or whatever you believe it is, it has changed. So you have to deal with that. You know what I mean? You can't say, well, it can't change. Well, just take a look because it has changed. It's crazy how many people, when you tell them and then they realize that they backtrack and everything too. You know what I mean? It's real crazy. I don't know why people would want to do that. You know, I would just admit it and be like, wow, this is fucking nuts. Show me more. But I guess everybody's not like us, you know? But yeah, I'm going to wrap it up, guys. I got to eat. I got to get to work. I just wanted to do a quick video today. I don't know if it, sorry if it wasn't that great. It wasn't my best video, but I just wanted to come on and talk to you guys. So I'll see you guys whenever I do the next one, sometime in the middle of the week. I got a couple of my awakening interviews planned in the next week or two. I got two or three prospects for that I'm going to be lining up. And we'll definitely be back Saturday with another full show. So thank you, everybody. Make sure you sub both my channels. My main one, Brian S. Stavely, my backup, The Real News Online, and save my website to your favorites just in case YouTube ever takes it down, therealnewsonline.com, all right? Make sure you follow Glorious Page on Facebook and sub Paul Knight's channel. All right, everybody, thank you. Everybody have a good night.